Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kuzava. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Kuzava. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava fires to first and has Mitchell trapped. There's the throw to Appling, who tags Mitchell for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Adams scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Zerniel out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Gordon moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, tags Kennedy and throws to first to double up Hegan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. The ball gets by Hegan. He chases the ball to the backstop. Kress moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Baker reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is walked intentionally. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava strikes out. Two outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Win is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Philly reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. There goes Appling. The throw from Hegan to second, and Appling is out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzawa is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuzawa is called out on strikes. One out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy scores. Wynn moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Mitchell scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gordon bunts towards the mound. Kleiman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Pierce now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gordon moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski now playing left field. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wynn bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Tipton hits a line drive for a double play. Baker moves to second. Two outs. George Metkovich pinch hits for Billy Pierce. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Serkin now pitching. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Appling moves to second. Al Benton now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Philly scores. Appling moves to third. Ostrowski moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Benton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Tipton hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Max Serkant. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 4 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.